Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed. Any of the show that you miss, you can go back and catch in the on-demand section on the app or at KSGF.com, sponsored by GunTech and Nixa. It's as simple as that. Easy doing. A1 Custom Car Care. The weather's going to be warming up, and there's a lot of stress put on your vehicle over the past week because of those brutally cold temperatures. As a lot of people know, because of the pipes in your house, this is where so much damage gets caused. When you have freezing in the pipes, and some pipes, they just can't take it. They can't take the stress of it. They burst, they break, and they cause all sorts of damage. Well, you've got hoses in your vehicle that also deliver fluids. And with that extreme cold weather we had last week, it could have done some damage there as well. So before you get it too problematic and you're driving down the road and you have a hose bust and you overheat and you cause yourself all sorts of very expensive damage, I would make an appointment, have it looked over by the ASC-certified technicians at A1 Custom Car Care. My recommendation for you, Fort and Sunshine in Springfield, Highway 60, Republican West, Sunset Across. From Classic Rock Coffee, it's A1 Custom Car Care. Monopoly is racist now. There's a piece in The Atlantic about it's rooted in racism. Coca-Cola is indoctrinating people, according to a whistleblower, to believe being white is bad and it's something you should do. If you become less white, what are you becoming more of? Isn't that cultural appropriation anyhow? Aren't we supposed to not appropriate other races, other cultures? But Coca-Cola is telling white people specifically to be less white. Well, if you're less of one, what are you supposed to be more of? Is there a specific race of people that Coca-Cola wants its employees to behave like? Disney giving The Muppet Show an offensive content disclaimer before select episodes. Cornell offering a racially segregated rock climbing course. Well, of course. And I've grouped a few of these stories together. A veteran Bronx educator is claiming she was fired because she refused to give the Black Panther salute. You see these stories and you think, this, come on, this cannot be true. Every one of these is not the sort of thing that happens in a sane world. Here's Jason Rima with the latest news update. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. KTTS First Alert forecast, sunny, 53 today, 34 tonight, 64 tomorrow, Wednesday mostly sunny, a high of 50. The current temperature is 28. I got to give kudos to Jason Ryber. Just had the story about that flight. Most of you have seen now the engine caught fire. And so often whenever there is home video, or it's not really called home video anymore, but when somebody films something, yeah, don't you ever get really aggravated because they don't do a very good job of it? You're like, stop moving around. What, you know, whomever it was that filmed that, I mean, just did a pretty remarkable job. You would think that it was a professional shot. It was completely steady. It was totally in focus. I'm one of these people that I don't love flying. I used to fly when I was a kid quite a bit because a family member was in the airline industry, and so we got to fly free or at extreme discounted rates. I loved flying. I remember one flight, and I would fly by myself oftentimes at a young age. I don't know if that's still done anymore, but, you know. I remember there was such horrible turbulence. People were, like, screaming, and I remember thinking that it was the most fun I had ever had in my life. But now I just don't like it. And I think it's a control thing for me. I'm not in control. I know logically all of the other ways that I'm more likely to not survive. But there's still something about that inability to have any sense of control. You're just at the mercy of this machine and some people you don't even know that are flying it. You just hope that their desire to live is as great as yours. Man, I cannot imagine. I can't imagine being at a play and looking out and seeing that. I don't know. I think that it would bother me just a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right. So Disney Plus gives The Muppet Show an offensive content disclaimer before select episodes. I actually have a couple of seasons on DVD I have for as long as I can remember. The disclaimer states, this program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. The stereotypes were wrong then and they're wrong now. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversations to create a more inclusive future. I am so tired of all this crap talk, sparking conversations. We want to be inclusive. It's the same rubbish over and over and over again. Disney's commit, like that's really going to spark conversation. Just think about how stupid this is. So they say that they're going to leave the highly offensive Muppet Show up for you to watch, primarily so it will spark conversations for us. Is that what's going to happen? We're going to sit around and watch old episodes of the Muppet Show and then have real deep intellectual conversations that's going to improve on our ability to be inclusive. Disney is these are the same people who thank the communist Chinese for being so accommodating as they shoot films not far from concentration camps where, according to whistleblowers and former guards, forced abortions, rape is used as punishment. I mean, the priorities of Disney are so jacked up. They are so absolutely twisted. Disney is committed to creating stories with inspirational and aspirational themes that reflect the rich diversity of the human experience around the globe. I wonder if they have anything that depicts the experience of the Uyghurs in the concentration camps of China. Disney. Coca-Cola. Sit around drinking a Coke. Thinking about how I can be less white while watching old episodes of The Muppet Show so I can learn how to be more culturally inclusive. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Our on-demand section, sponsored by Gun Tech Nixa. Any of the show that you missed, you can, or whether you missed some of the past or you're going to miss some of the future, you can go back and listen to it. Cornell offering a racially segregated rock climbing course, then scrubs its website to hide their racism. So we've got, according to whistleblowers, I mean, just in the last few days, Coca-Cola indoctrinating people to believe that being white is bad, so you need to be less white. They don't say what more of. The Atlantic has a piece, Monopoly's racist. Disney, which bows down to the communist Chinese who run concentration camps, is putting disclaimers before the Muppets because that could be offensive. And now, Cornell University has a course, $1,890, including the standard cost of one credit course, $1,575, an additional mandatory course fee of $315, and it's rock climbing. But in the beginning, it was specifically for anyone who's not white. So segregation. I mean, the left has always been about segregation. They just shift which race of people they segregate. According to the new description posted on Cornell's website, the class will provide a high degree of individual attention and a supportive space where students will discuss BIPOC, BIPOC, it's Black, Indigenous, and People of Color individuals, and groups in rock climbing. The new description states that the class is now open to all students who are interested in learning rock climbing with special focus. What an odd thing anyhow, right? You know what we need in rock climbing? You know what's really missing here? Racism. So we need to exclude all white people. Who doesn't have that as their natural thought process? Makes perfect sense. Perfectly reasonable. And this is perhaps my favorite. Veteran Bronx educator claims she was fired after refusing the Black Panther salute. Now, you may think, as I did and Sarah did, this is in reference to the Black Panthers from, you know, a few decades ago, the Black Power movement. No, this is from the movie. The Department of Education insists the famous cross-arm gesture did not refer to Black Power, but is instead a symbol used to represent the Bronx. The whole thing's weird anyway. A Dominican-American Bronx educator, 1 year away from retirement, says she was fired after refusing, excuse me, to participate in the cross-arm Wakanda Forever salute to Black Power. Rafael Espinal, who identifies as Afro-Latina, says she was chastised for repeatedly refusing to mimic the gesture popularized in the 2018 Marvel Comics Black Panther during superintendent meetings, according to the New York Post. Manhattan Supreme Court sued against the city's Department of Education. Chancellor Richard Carranza and other top officials earlier this month said that she was admonished and told that it was inappropriate for her not to participate in the salute by the then Bronx Superintendent Misha Ross Porter. What a weird, that was just weird. So you've got these meetings going on, and these are educators, and you've got, you know, whomever's in charge requiring that you give them the Black Panther salute. The $40 million suit also alleges that Espinal was told she wasn't, quote, black enough and should just learn to be quiet and look pretty. Well, Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Queen City Motors Talk and Text Line 447 KSGF. Melanie Taylor joins us. How do you do, Melanie?
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Nick, for the time to come on.
Absolutely.
Well, just wanted to make a public announcement that we have two Freedom events happening. They're called All Essential Events. The first one's going to be this Friday at the Branson Stars Theater. There'll be a small business fair that will run between 3 and 9 with the non-essential documentary that will show at 4:30 and 7. We have special guest speakers Eric Burleson, who is our senator in Missouri, and Representative Brian Seitz, who will be speaking on current legislation and bills that are going through the House and through the Senate. And so we encourage everyone to come out to the Branson Stars Theater, enjoy that event, and after the documentary, listen to the guest speakers and some call to action that we can do to help strengthen some of our bills that we need to in order to protect us from some of the federal things that are happening. The next event is going to be at the Old Town Event Center in Republic. That event will start at 11 and run till 5 for the small business fair. And the documentary is at 12 and 2. Guest speakers will be Jared Taylor, our representative, with the SAPA legislation that he is working on. So come and hear Jared Taylor talk about that. Also, Eric Burleson will come back and speak to us there.
And what day is that?
That's going to be Saturday the 27th. Thank you. So
yeah,
the 26th at the Branson Stars Theater, Old Town Event Center in Republic on the 27th. We still have some room for businesses who would like to set up a booth or a table and do some networking at either event. Vendors, if they do want to sell, there's plenty of space out at the Stars Theater. A little bit limited space right now at Old Town.
Okay. But there is some room at Old Town still?
Yes,
okay.
Just a couple of spots that are still left, but Branson Star Theater's got a lot of space. So great place to come for businesses to network with each other. They just need to get a hold of us through our website. It's dateventgroup.com. So dateventgroup.com.
All right, and the event center there for people, reference point, it's behind Big Whiskey in Republic. I know it kind of sits back there, so sometimes people don't know it's there. All right. Well, listen, we'll get all that info up on our social media and probably KSGF.com as well, so people can attend. And then, more importantly, they, you know, remember the when and where, and they can contact you if they need to, particularly businesses that are interested in setting up booths there as vendors. Thank you, Melanie.
Yes.
Was there anything else?
Well, just wanted to say, I mean, the price is very fair for anybody that wants to know businesses that are just promoting their business. It's $25 at each location and $50 at the Branson Star for selling products. The one in Republic would be $25 for selling products. So a really fair price. But most importantly, we really hope the community out here that cares about our freedom and what they can do to protect it will come to these events and be inspired, because we're making a difference out here.
Melanie Taylor, thank you so much. Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks for keeping us in the loop and making sure everyone else is in the loop as well. And we will talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
All
right. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You too, Melanie Taylor, everyone. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. In the last half hour, we talked about Coca-Cola, according to a whistleblower, demanding that white employees be less white. You have Disney Plus, which bends over backwards for the communist Chinese, thanking them for being so accommodating as they film in a region where they have concentration camps, forcing, torturing women with rape and so forth. Cornell University had a rock climbing program for everyone except white people. The Atlantic has a piece, Monopoly's racist. And now we've got Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey saying that racial justice should be the first priority in vaccinating Americans, not health. Not servicing those who are most likely to die from COVID-19, but racial justice. Many ripping the Democrat senator's tweet saying that minimizing death should be the number one priority. Well, that's just silliness, isn't it? That's silly. You don't develop a vaccine for health purposes. You develop it for racial justice purposes. Can you imagine having a mind that works this way? I mean, these are the people that are supposed to be in the most intellectual debating body we have in our government, the U.S. Senate, that are so apparently stupid. Basing vaccines on race? After the news with Jason Rima, Adam Carolla is having a public back and forth with teachers unions that is pretty funny. So I wanted to share some of those tweets coming up. Also, a Democrat representative, Ro Khanna of California, and he was asked, as he's pushing $15 an hour minimum wage, and he was asked, what about, you know, small businesses? It's going to put them under. What do you do about that? And he said, well, we don't want small businesses that if they're going to pay less than $15 an hour, they should go out of business. We don't want them paying such low wages. Hey, the Democrats, party of the small business. Springfield's Talk 104.1. Here is Jason Rima with news. KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvement. Sunny 53 for a high today, 34 tonight, 64 tomorrow with sun. Wednesday mostly sunny, a high of 50 expected. Slow getting there, 29 now. Adam Carolla, you what a dichotomy of trajectory between Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel. These guys, one has stayed true and genuine to his path, while the other has become elitist. And these two guys, many of you may remember them, they had, it was called The Man Show. And it railed against elitism, largely. It played off of stereotypical guy stuff. And oftentimes, you know, came at it from this angle of the elites, and they just think they're so much better than, especially rich celebrities. And Jimmy Kimmel used to be one of those, along with Adam Carolla. That was more about just the average person. Now, Kimmel, of course, has gone way left elitist. He's become what he used to mock. Carolla, for his part, he's got a podcast, and I'm sure some other ventures as well, has stuck pretty true to that down-to-earth personality. Hasn't lost touch with what it means to be a normal person. Well, over the weekend, he's gotten into a back-and-forth sparring match online with a union representing 35,000 Los Angeles area school teachers. Just listen to that. 35,000 area school teachers just in the Los Angeles area. I mean, I know, I'm not naive. I know Los Angeles is big, but 35,000 teach? That is crazy to me. Now, it's listed as the Los Angeles area school teachers, so it's, you know, your greater metropolitan area, but 35,000? If I keep saying the number over and over again, maybe it'll sink in. He tweeted out, "The LA teachers either don't want to go back to work or are cowards. Those are the only two options left." Now, this is because the CDC has said teachers don't need vaccines for the schools to reopen. That, you know, all medical experts, child psychologists, all of the experts we're supposed to listen to have said kids need to be back in school. This is harmful. We are harming our children by not having them fully engaged in fully open schools. So Carolla, because the LA teachers unions are opposed to this, say LA teachers either don't want to go back to work or are cowards. Those are the only two options left. The United Teachers of Los Angeles accused Carolla of preaching to them from a wealthy area, tweeting, quote, "Teachers are working, Adam Carolla, but congrats on being spared on the devastation our communities face. The communities we serve have COVID-19 levels 15 times greater than those in your wealthy La Canada neighborhood." The union added, "Who's the coward? The teachers who dare confront government officials and powerful businesses to fight for the health of their students and families? Or you who sit safely in your La Canada mansion, criticizing what apparently you don't even understand teachers are working?" To which Carolla responded, "That's untrue. I called them cowards from my mansion in Malibu." Gotta love Carolla. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. You know, there are a lot of things that you can do when you're going to sell your home that will help you sell it, but not necessarily increase the value. A lot of times people will put a big chunk of money before they even contact the realtor. They think, well, we're going to get it all set up before we start the process. You could be setting yourself up with unrealistic expectations. Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate sets those expectations for you based on reality. And she will help you sell your home in the fastest amount of time possible and get the most out of it as possible. It's part of what she does. It's part of her passion. And it's why so many people recommend, including me, Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate for your home selling, your home buying, and sometimes both of those needs. 890-1455 is the number. It's 890-1455. You can also find and like her on Facebook. That's Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. Democrat Representative Ro Khanna of California on CNN being asked about the burden of $15 an hour minimum wage on small businesses and how it will put many of them out of business.
Well, of course, large businesses like Amazon and McDonald's, for example, can and perhaps should pay more. But I'm wondering, what is all this? How does this, in your view, affect those who are just struggling to keep their doors open, keep workers on the payroll right now?
Well, they shouldn't be doing it by paying people low wages. We don't want low-wage businesses. I think most successful small businesses can pay a fair wage. If you look at the minimum wage, it increased with worker productivity until 1968, and that relationship was severed. If workers were actually getting paid for the value they were creating, it would be up to $23. So I love small businesses. I'm all for it. But I don't want small businesses that are underpaying employees. It's fair for people to be making what they're producing. And I think $15 is very reasonable in this country.
All right. So now why $15? Of course, that question's never asked. Although that somehow is the magic number that's going to lift people out of poverty. Even though the value of a dollar is greater in some parts of the country than others. So in other words, even $15 an hour, the power of what that means varies from state to state. But this is the attitude of the Democrat Party. So what? We don't want you. If you're a small business owner and you can't afford to pay people this arbitrary amount of $15 an hour, then we don't want you. Once again, the Democrat Party demonstrating that it is not the party of the small business owner. Nowhere close to it. This is a sort of attitude that takes a country like Venezuela and turns it into what Venezuela has become. This is a sort of attitude that takes a country like Cuba and turns it into what it is today. That two people cannot and should not be able to enter into a mutually agreed contract with one another. I'll pay you this much for working for me, and you say, okay, here's what I want to get paid in order to work for you. That instead, people like him should make these decisions. A lot of compassion in there, isn't there? 1.4 million people will lose their jobs with a $15 minimum wage, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.